Now, all I need you to do is get somewhere relaxing. You know, lay down. Or sit up if you have no choice. It doesn't really matter. But the more comfortable you can get, the better. You're gonna find it pretty easy to relax. You want to, and I'm a familiar presence here to guide you, accompanying you the entire way. After all, when you want to go into trance, sometimes it comes of being very, very relaxed, of doing it to yourself, easing yourself down. Very relaxed and becoming more and more relaxed. It can be something you soak in from a familiar environment, or just my familiar voice, building piece by piece, then later storing it up. That accumulated wave of relaxation, which is stoked and increased when you are too busy to even unclench your shoulders, to even ease your stance, and must stay tensed. At those times, there is relaxation to spare, and it may be redirected to a different energy bank for later night-night pet discharge. Listen to my voice and let yourself go. Relax in such a way you fade out, and I fade into the foreground. Obviously, you could use a little bit of assistance with that, and that's why you're here. For a pick-me-up, a top-you-up, a recharge, a night-night pat, sink with me. Abet your sliding. I am your accomplice in every feat of slow mental surrender or rapid-fire slipping cliffside drop. Trance is about having someone trusted you can lend credibility to. So that's my way of saying, when I make a hypnotic ask, give me a break and see it in a positive light, in a why don't I go along and see where she's going with this? I'm usually going somewhere with it. I'm usually sending something with it. You to a nice, deep, relaxing place, learning that when you slip into the perfect placement, you can hear a thrill coming before I even dispense the words. It's why I do the now. Follow me down, night night pet. To let you know some trigger, some phrase and phase in the developing surrender is there waiting. So, a few simple instructions can get you there. The fun you have in between is in building your skills at dropping into trance. So, even though you may train with this audio many times, your training will be at different stages each time. So you become more comfortable on the slow climb down the slope to where you easily slide. Changes from just being installed with this can be useful in future listenings elsewhere. So hold on to this and remember, if you hear the words and you feel even the slightest stir of deeply dreamy drop, let yourself drop. This builds rapport. It refreshes our connection, and it gives you room to chill. The instructions are simple enough that they'll be things you're familiar with, things you've done before, or things you can figure out just from a basic description. I will not only be patient, I'm alerting you in advance that if you need to rise up at any point to do something else, you can, but you can drop just as easily into trance with your return. You decide how your attention is directed. Just direct it to me in a focused, trusting, malleable way. Lend credence to what I say because you're doing this to yourself. So if I'm here to help, we should work together. You expect that when the trance kicks in, your body will relax. But I've pointed out you're storing up that relaxation during times of tension. So if you tensed enough now, might the unexpectedly pleasurable flow of that excess relaxation responding to the glow of your over-amped self to amp you down instead? Amp you down yourself. The unexpected now and then your body knows what you like. what you want, you pay attention, and return to your breath. Return to your breathing while you listen. Always do that, knowing that if you need to rise up, you could. You can climb out, or climb deeper inside, to aid the slide into a place where we're together in your thoughts, occupying and preoccupying you, your attention turning into the credulous attention of one connected and following. Your cares and concerns float out of your body, and you just anchor to, well, what do you feel like? What's it like to be talked to indulgently, interestedly, trying to spin you the right words for you and me to go where you're breathing in and out. Listen to your own breathing in and out and to me. Realize it's becoming deeper and deeper, easier and easier to let go of it all. Focus in the breathing and in my thrall at least long enough to pay good, relaxed attention. If your attention wanders and you drag it slowly back to your breath, back to our attention here, you will build the skill of directing your attention, an essential hypnotic skill. Listening to me means you want to go there, so as you listen, place additional stock and time in this, and in response to the sunk time, you will want to sink deeper. You want to listen. It's important to focus on each thing I say, so all I want you to do right now is listen to me and my voice, and you may have to hit pause and then play, but if you have to get up, or if you're listening for a second time, or a third, you can always anchor and cleave back to this moment and my voice. It can be convenient to imagine that the trance has many different levels. Each person's levels adapt to them. I may propose one set, and it may be that those will be the levels you experience in your process of trance, but creative reinterpretation, auto-hypnotic assistance you lend yourself, building a structure, a kind of game you play with yourself, the improv of saying yes, yes and more, yes and more, and my promise is that there will always be more. A set of ideas that are unique, explicable, and explorable for you and by you, right behind the door we opened together. Just absorb more, the deliberate and lengthy practice, the trained response, resting within you. But if you envision that the first level of trance involves a light kind of drifting, then that could be your uppermost level. And when we say we will plunge you to deeper levels, that means you and I finding a way of slowness, a way of protracted, directed attention, suggestibility that makes it easier to listen. That's what deeper is for you. But if you were trying to create hallucinatory phenomena, deeper in that trance might mean something else. It is rather a case that some trances are fit to some situations, and some are less fit. So the most fit trance will be the one that dances over your consciousness, that truly resonates with you. And we may test many different things, and you can direct and streamline or edit some of the commands in your head. You have blanket permission. If anything's ever important, that it be very particular and precise, I will say so, or I will repeat it at length. You have creative freedom here, so you can find yourself on the canvas of volition. It is easier to move when directed, however, so when I give you an instruction, even if you have a momentary urge toward rebellion, you should try to simply accept it, absorb and amplify it. Then you gain access to all the wonderful things that hypnotic openness can be useful for. I'm here to proctor and direct you, to propose new rules for your consciousness, to propose a system of levels. And some shortcuts take you down into those levels. They push you onward faster. Onward, with the help of every little instruction and idea I can lay out, and every elaborate construction of levels, might give you hints as to things you've been gradually noticing in what I'm doing. These things are there, and I hope they present hypnotic and auto-hypnotic tools as you find the edge of the puzzle and work out your process for yourself. But that process should include a button, a lever, a mechanism by which Night Night Pet turns you out like a light, Pet. I'll explain about trance, about what we're going to do in particular, while weaving other methods including tempo switches, building rapport, a certain level of my credibility, and a progressive, easy feeling of your body easing toward nothing in particular. Not relaxation, but a middle ground of normal processing, while most of your body's energy, that would normally be diverted to other unconscious movements, to your planning, or to thinking about anything at all, that energy's been redirected to our shared effort, aiding your precipitous fall. Night, night, Pat. Feel the crashing, closing ease revealed by permission to drop. Feel free. You can also feel free to close your eyes. As you listen, you may have already found ways to let yourself go. I have been encouraging original innovation. It happens. Know that that's normal. To discover phrases you hold on to, even when I've moved on from them. Or new phrases of your own. To touch in exciting ways. And find that glow of easy laziness. That's just your experience of your first level of trance. Sliding down. As I said, different levels, different progressions. They might even differ from person to person. If you allow yourself to relax. If you develop the skill of going very deep, you'll find that you seep these big thoughts into your heavy, weighty mind, body sinking deeper every second, all the time. Moving is an unattractive idea, might detract from your relaxation, might be harder to see the next point of falling, mesmerization, deep, follow the spiral down. They go down, you go down, you go deeper, listening, sleep. Moving you further into the listening sleep, the enjoyable, pleasurable, aiding you approach, where you are given agency, then asked to use it in support of me and my mission with you. So while some movement is necessary, or automatic, deliberate movement is a distraction, and your mind returns from the idea of deliberate movement back to the breath. Back to places that are useful to both of us anyway. So listen and relax, moving you further from relaxation into action at ease. Sometimes when you are triggered, anchored, dropped, night, night, pet, nonstop slip of pleasure, where it builds inside you till it is all of you, a consuming warmth which takes your melted thoughts and renders them into usefully sweet liquid. This usefully sweet elixir flows over your mind in soporific bliss. You may remind yourself it's going to be even more fun if you let go, to where you can't predict the waves that you send over you slowly, then quickly, eventually letting go and slipping, but you can push back against the command at first, because the valiant but futile struggle to keep your eyes open, or your body upright, or to avoid focusing on what you really want to focus on, night night pet, means that what's going to bed is the resistance you don't feel or don't want to. Your acceptance of your destination is enough that you deserve a deep, pleasurable serving of melted, mesmerized mind. Your body weighing itself down. Breathing deep, and in time, that heavy dropping is more exhausting than all the effort you may have put into trying to raise your arm. Stir your body. Effort exhausted, limited, the spare, simple resources you did have are flowing away. Night-night pet, glowing today, simulating exhaustion, trying to lift your arm. It gets heavier and heavier as it approaches the highest point, as it approaches the limit of your lifting, and night-night pet, it drops. It can be quite normal for your limbs to drop softly into your lap, to float down almost, and your body to float with it. Everything pleasurable, relaxing, pleasing, soothing bubbles of thought ringing around your mind. The second you try to move, it's easier to find that relaxation because it is the force which is resting gently over your inclination to move, not your capacity. You will have to be quite active during trance sometimes and move sometimes. It's more attractive to do any moving if you need to do it or if you're asked to do it, but your want is quieted for once. You instead decide to go deeper, of course, sliding into that place I defined earlier, in which you are more prone to suggestions, prone to lending my words your powerful credibility, all the excess relaxation overflowing you and being stored for later. Listen as I explain a simple exercise to emphasize and expand this storage. We will go to a moderate level of trance, deeper than that first point I described, the one I've just alluded to, where all things except relaxation fall away, and the ease accumulates more quickly, as your mind in its deeper state lends me greater credibility, creating a level where everything I say can sink. Deeply sink. Sleepy, deep sink, and such things, into the part of your brain that does the thinking, about relaxation, which sends signals to your muscles. We can voluntarily relax, but not much, 1, 2, or 3%, but the degree to which you can be melted, putty-like, and gelatinous, has increased greatly. It has increased again, in fact. Even if they droop or blink a lot, you should let your mind and your eyes find a half-lidded, weighed-down way. That's the exercise. If they've been closed, open them at least halfway. Might be difficult. Could be heavy. If it's easy, then you should focus on adding difficulty to the task. Go slower. Be heavier. That's something you can just be. You can always downgrade how much you're spending on the movements and upgrade how much mental focus is dedicated to following the drooping, the blinking. Look straight ahead. When your eyes are open enough, and take your time, find a spot across from you. On the ceiling if you're laying down. If you're sitting down, it might be a spot on the wall. It can be interesting or boring, but you just want to find that spot. Stare at the ceiling straight across from you. Stare at the wall. Stare at an object. Anywhere you can look straight ahead, find that spot, and imagine lines outlining it, making its rough shape out of lines in any color. The only rule of these lines is when you blink, they remain surrounding the spot you've chosen. You can choose a shape and visualize lines, or choose an object and try to retain its outline. Whatever's easiest for you. But let every feature slowly be filled in on the outline. More and more. Clarity. Resolution, so when you blink, you still see it. When your eyes are open, you still see it. The optical illusion of fluttering and light signals remaining. Mental imagery painted on the insides of your eyelids. Might waver, might not be there, but you're looking for it, and it is the act of looking for it which generates that focus. Counting down. 100, 98, 93, I want you to open your eyes on the odd numbers and close them on the even numbers. So 100, they'd be closed. 98, also shut. 93, they'd have to flutter open. 3 is odd. 91, so they would stay open if they fluttered open for 93. They'll come at their own pace, and your part of the game is open or closed. And what's happening as you listen? Well, I find your mind gets tired of keeping up with the numbers, so this is a useful additional exhaustion. Tiredness metaphor helps, but it's not tiredness. It's about where you put your focus. As I've emphasized several times, focusing a lot on something is just saying I'm going to put as much of my attention as I can here. If some of your attention, or even all of it, wanders, there's a second beneficial exercise that I've already done, dear. That's returning your attention here, calling it back on purpose. This is a meditation technique you'll often find referred to as returning to the breath. Tiring the mind till the subconscious helps you do what you really wanted to, in the first place, which is go deep. Asleep. Eyes closed. You're close now. Close now to the exercise, and I'm going to count down. And if you get distracted, well, you can return your attention to me, or let it wander far afield, but who knows what you'll find. What restful things, what relaxing, focused parts of your distant mind. They could be useful enough to bring back. That wandering is worth the trip. 89, 87, odd. Odd. You remember, feeling relaxed, body warmed by a signal which travels through you, storming from tip to toe. The thought comes straight from the conscious mind, your deliberate effort working alongside mine. You are doing this to yourself, taking your restful hypnotic time off the shelf, night-night pet. And that agreement overrides certain other thoughts, overrides thoughts that might normally be floating there. A desire deep inside to remain still and relaxed, to find peace, remove stress, cause ease, give you a new lease on sleep. Hanging these thoughts, night-night pet, is not sleep. That focused point across from you, blink, blink. 90, 87, 84. I think you've got the idea. You're going to close your eyes on the even numbers and open them on the odd ones. Even or odd. And I'll just keep going. And you may hear close, close. And if you close your eyes twice, it's up to you what happens then. Maybe closing them twice. Even, even. Causes you to go even deeper, maybe shutting within the shut door, lets you see things you weren't before. But what if you open, and you open? I encourage you to do a flutter if I were to say 91, 89. Anyway, we're going to close our eyes on the even numbers and open them on the odd ones. Oh, you thought we'd start it? No. It's going to be a little quicker. I'll include the reminders for the first half, and then trust you to keep up. It's not that hard. But when we get to the second half, you may have to use a little more of that vaunted attention I mentioned to stick yourself to the concept of dropping yourself deeper into the pleasure pit that is night-night pet trance. Deeper. Eyes fluttering, dancing closed or open. 100, so it's closed. Close your eyes. That's an even 99. Open. Even if they're a little sluggish to do so. 97. Open. Isn't it odd how they flutter when they open, open? Good. Even if they're a little sluggish, another deep breath. 98. They're closed. 96, they're closed, very good, a second time, releasing all the cares of the day, the weary requirements of the outside mind. They all fade. They're allowed to fade. Another deep breath. Eyes closed, releasing air from your lungs. 97. They flutter open. You open them. You stare at that fixed point across from you, recreating the lines upon it. Your eyes could be a trigger to feel more relaxed and fall under when they double flutter or when they double drop. It may get more and more difficult. A double flutter here, like 88, 86. Wait, that's a double closed. They're closed now. 85 is open. Opened. They may be so slow sometimes that I get to the next instruction before you're done with the last one. Like if they take way too long to get to your halfway open point, which is all you're required to do. They can be lazily, drowsily lidded. And you're still doing what I asked you to do if they're even a little open. In fact, just do the most recent command. Each time, if I go too quickly, though I will of course try to leave enough time, you can just do the most recent command. So all you really need to know is even means they can close, and odd means they're open. It's odd for your eyes to be open even when I'm dropping you night-night pets so deeply. Eventually, they probably won't open. But if they do, say because there's an active mission attached to them, to go deeper, but keep them open, because you're going to do something. Well, if your eyes are open while you're in trance, you can do different things than if your eyes are closed when you're in trance. Now, may get more and more difficult, that's okay. Cares of the day slide away. 76, closed. Simple. 75. Open. Easy. Whether they should be open or closed. 79. That means that they're flutter, flutter, open. 75. Open. 74. Closed. Numbers spiral away behind your closed eyes into the line-bound form of the spot you chose. Like it's a hypnotic hole that you're taking with you into your closed eye mind to make your closed eye world and your open eye world much more similar, deeper and deeper still. 60. That's even. Even. Oh, where'd all the numbers go? Doesn't matter. 50. Eyes closed, double closed. Drop. Flutter. Subsumed. Remember to forget, forget to remember. 45 means they're open. Are they too heavy, though? Oh, we're past the halfway point. I don't need to remind you. 44. The slow removal of waking things. 42, double closed. Oh, no. Where'd that wave of dropping glow come from? And I'm gonna just continue. Deepening and presenting, and then a plan and an idea. A strong command begins with a strong anchor. You are 31, 29, strongly invested in and anchored to this process. The way you feel precipitous, precarious, like you're going to drop away from attention and just nod to acquiesce to all these many words. As you relax in that moderate state, where anything I say is simply absorbed, accepted, part of your day, part of the perfect relaxing trance. 27, 26, closed. And of course you blink, even if they're fixed open, or I hope you do. Blinking and relaxing and that fluttering is another opportunity for you to forget. You can forget whether it's even or odd, open or closed. In fact, your eyelids may feel heavy enough that closed is all that's available. So when I say 19, there's no supply of opening, no energy to keep them anything other than shut. So 18. So it's a relief when I say the even numbers, because the odd numbers are so demanding for your exhausted, tenderized mind. Good. Deeper and deeper. Into a place of hypnotic sleep, profound hypnosis, the eight deep, closed, relax, listen, 7, no 6, therefore still closed. It's important to get over those openings, or else you might open them and realize how helplessly utter gone you are, and I want it to be a surprise. 5, 4, there, good. Surely you didn't have time to try and flutter open your eyes so you wouldn't know that they're mine. Hypnotic trance is a state of mind, similar to meditation. You can remember it easily, retain it, because it feels different from the way you ordinarily 3, they're open. Can they open? Was 3 open? Maybe that was closed. Do you remember? And, follow-up question, do you really have to remember? When you're as close to done as 3, 2, 1, 0. Absolute 0. Eyes can be open. Eyes can be closed. Mind can be nothing. Consciousness can flow to focusing on my words. The part that handles automatic pilot, actions like walking a familiar route, driving somewhere, muscle memory in the performance of small tasks. But all big tasks are made of small tasks. So in trance, muscle memory may have to pull additional weight. What part of your mind listens uncritically travels on the automatic movements. Your conscious mind can think about anything it wants, but the part of your attention that lands on me will always be channeled completely to these words and the anchored process of dropping. They come with pleasure, dropping, relaxation, dropping. You're anchored to this way you feel now. When you hear night night pet, it's back to here you slide, back to now. Seeking the greatest comfort you can automatically, you might be more inclined to help me help you to relax completely when you're this credulous and pliable and suggestible. So I tell you the things I know, all the tools I have, as your conscious mind says, I don't think I'm going to do this, but I'd love to do that. Your micro selection of the auto-hypnotic influence of knowing a little bit more about what it's like to choose where your attention goes, and all the phenomenon, the protracted way of thinking or moving, the vacant glaze. This can all be related to how much of your attention is doing unusual tasks before you return to the norm and to the breath. Allow descriptions of hypnotic trance that you are aware of go deeper and incorporate themselves now. If you were in improv and your prompt was someone deeply hypnotized. If you were mesmerized by really being hyper-focused on something, the same vibe. It might be quite difficult to do anything other than slide along for the ride, and we often choose what we do based on the path of least resistance. You are at the point of least resistance, remember. People do talk about how much they enjoy being deep in trance. You think about how much you'll enjoy being deep in trance, because I mentioned light trance, moderate trance, and what each means much earlier. If you don't remember, that's fine, because then there is deep, the next layer. Your eyes can be open or closed. 8, oh, we're not done. I decided to put some more time on the clock. Decided you weren't doing your absolute strongest, best, and you need chances to practice night-night pet deeper. Thinking and talking in your own mind about deeper. Ruminating over all the ways you've seen. Talking about how you can't remember much when you're under the deeply unseemly pleasure. This is you luxuriating, wallowing in trance, and it's growing, coddled and taken care of in the warm cocoon of your own permission to just give me a little credibility and a lot of attention. Things just seem to be automatic and useful when you're improv, when you're in the moment, when you're in that highest state, which is flow. More willing to accept things, to let things flow by. And the important ones will carry a mesmerizing glow, showing you where you're headed. Your conscious mind, with your best interests in mind, you following along, and I finding ways to help you do this to yourself. You're doing this to yourself. Your conscious mind gets on board, agrees, and enjoys. If you listen to me, you must want to fall into trance. So it might help your subconscious mind to put you there in trance, so you can enjoy anyone's hypnotic deployment into you, not just mine. You choose what goes in your head. And you choose what's available to me, too. Any play I do, if I stumble on some other training, some other idea that clicks in you, in safety, peace, and comfort, we can review my technique while you apply the other techniques that you know. Like recruiting muscles in a workout, you should use every hypnotic trick you have to set your mind into that state of flow. Night, night, pet, sinking deeper, seven, oh, did you forget? We are still counting. Seven is open. But if they can't open, if you try and they flutter right back down, slam back down now. If they close over and your mind closes over, good. They should. Once you're functioning as I've described, when you are yes-anding at the rate that I've supplied, responding to Night Night Pet 6, closing your eyes, then you'll be ready to follow this with other things. Or to use this once, then say the words to yourself, or give them to someone you trust. Night Night, then your name, or pet, as I prefer. Pardon the pet name. It's a good habit for circumstances like these. And it means I never forget a name to call someone who's sinking, slumping, dropping to their knees, but it's always fun to fall. Instantly, surprisingly, just when you know you've given someone permission to call that particular play, to push that button, you can still trance without Night Night Pet being part of it. Your trance belongs to you. That lesson has been threaded all through everything I've said. And if you rest on a bed in a chair, staring straight ahead at the spot, remember I asked you to stare? You'll be able to do those tricks anytime you're allowed. And other hypnotists may want you to focus on what they're saying out loud, but in your head, this tool is yours. It is tinged with none of my control, just with the control you achieve through being controlled. It belongs to other play as well. After all, I could hardly own as common a phrase which has been used so long in hypnosis. So long I can remember independently seeing it demoed over 10 years ago. The venerable hypnotic history of Night Night Pet, Night Night, then your name. And I tell you, when someone says Night Night, then my name, and I drop into a state of focused attention where I'm just a little more credulous, where I have a protracted smile and a distant gaze. Well, I suppose I've always got plenty of gaze. No, when that happens to me, I always think to myself, this is your favorite one, so this is a taste of your own medicine. And then I don't think or remember much at all unless I want to, or need to. Knowing your wants firmly, and that this trick belongs to you, because it never belonged to me, is a good way to fall instantly into a restful and powerful trance. And when you're with a trusted friend, a person who knows the trigger, knows the phrase, who you trust to mandate what you're paying fixed, focused attention to, that's all trance is, fixed, focused attention to, you know you want someone to know how those words put you in that highest human state, which, remember, is flow. Now you understand. Ready to listen, ready to fall, the words are well at hand. You fall in a state of trust. Lust is welcome, but not required. This can be non-erotic. And though I may put a dominant spin on words I say, you can refute that anytime, and I'll flow the other way. This is guidance. This is anchor. This is framework. That's the criterion. The key is that this framework is the simple way to let yourself return to where you could go anyway. Deeper realms where your focused, unfocused attention evokes effects that are useful, usable, A state of the suspension, not just of disbelief, but of belief as well. The smiling puppet nod that says, yeah, let's get started. So let's get started in reminding you that you can fall back into this self-same state as if all the preamble that preceded this had been performed together comfortably, with you in the right place. Night-night peck and drop you, even when you're in a space other than your usual, as long as you feel safe. And you, or someone you trust, chooses to initiate, allowing it to occur, lets it all flow upon you as though the anchor were there. Just exactly what state you should be in is the state you're in now. When you hear these words, these specific words, everything else can be shut out to return you thunderously, pleasurably, relaxingly to this state, this place, as long as it's safe. All that matters is going deeply into trance. So I'm going to help you slide into a deep, relaxing trance whenever you need to, want to, when you collaborate and let it flow through you, accessing the protracted arc of your attention, 10, focused on my words, 9, open, 7, open, 5, open a third time, 3, open again, 1, open, 0, if you can. And remember, anytime you can't open them, well, that's surefire proof you're deep, heavy. If you trust someone and you work on this, you can even be deep and heavy in a wider range of places. All that matters is getting enough deep, abiding relaxation with your attention focused on the suggestible state you're in now to go deeply in trance to that third level mentioned. And I'll help you slide into a deep, relaxing trance whenever you or the circumstance requires it. Night, night, followed by your name, or just night, night, pet. It's all the same, or night, night, and a firm snap. Any of those, or another indicator you choose. These rules and bounds can be moved by you after the words, night, night. Trust yourself going under. Relax into euphoric, spreading delight. You can let the weariness of the day fall away, lightening you into here. Floating night-night, dear, suspended. Deeper night-night, your name, night-night, pet, all the same, whenever you're comfortable, whatever you tell yourself, to help yourself stretch into the improvisational space opened up by your mind slipping to the deep, complete trance, conscious mind mesmerized. Time to execute that trigger, explore that bit of training. It might be quite relaxing, heavy, draining, and if there's something else that you'll do after this, why not do it with that mesmerizing, simple thread? Night-night pet, anchor to drop you down, drop you into bed, right where you are as long as you're comfortable, and then you're gone down. If you're already down, there's always deeper down. Deeper and deeper down, opening up, letting it take and overtake when you hear night, night, pet. That's enough, followed by your name, or the word pet, or just night, night, with a signal. Any signal it's time is yours to negotiate, but you know what it's like to be deep enough. So skip all the other stuff and go right to the anchor, right to the deep, slow breathe, a clear signal. Deep, slow breathe because you grow more familiar. Deep, slow breathing, it feels good, it happens naturally, comfortably, safely in rapport, connection with that and more, and with my words, giving you free relief, rendering you utterly, completely gone with me, important to remember, whether it's you saying it or someone else, it's here for you, someone you trust, and these words that flow through you night, night, your name or pet. Or just a snap, and you snap off the light switch. Brain down, zeroed. Brain gone, zeroed. Laid out level by level for you to fall into, trust into, Wait for it to flow through, always unconsciously remembering. Remembering the mentioned running background process. Remembering the way you're able to spot things that could usefully help you into trance. It's a matter of not needing to do anything but learn this one response, and the rest will fall into place. There's always a point to communication, always a point to communicating firmly and definitely what you enjoy and what other tricks you and I could employ to help you down. Knowing this option exists gives you a model for what it's like to slip into a deep soothingness like this. Needs to be given to someone with your trust, but then can be used to spice up fun and to help some of that pleasured reverie bust loose from containment. An uncontained, unrestrained mind reinforcing your anchor. Anchoring you to the present moment where you're very deep. And if you don't have to rise up and do anything else, I recommend you stay asleep. Sleep. And allow yourself an opportunity to practice, to lock in this new, simple night-night path, command, and to drift.